Welcome back inside the Cacique pregame show. Yesterday, we got a chance to sit down with Rough Riders starting pitcher Dalton Pence for a Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. Let's hear part two of that conversation right here on the Cacique pregame show. I want to dive into your past a little bit. Growing up in North Carolina, what were some of your first baseball memories that you had?
Just growing up playing baseball for my dad. He was my little league coach, and then I was playing travel ball, and then my dream school was always North Carolina, so that's got the opportunity to play there, and of course said yes to that. So it was just, I couldn't have had any better opportunity than what I've been blessed with.
What was dad like as a coach?
He was tough on me, but I mean, that's expected. I liked it that way. I was never a guy that kind of needed to be pumped up or told something, I guess, soft spokenly. I've always been told the truth, and that's how I like it. So I guess that comes from him, and it pays off through him.
If you were to pick one thing that has really stuck with you that he's given you, what would it be?
Just be myself. Don't try to be somebody else. They talk about it a lot in the clubhouses about, you see all these big leaguers. Like when I was in spring training, I saw Evaldi, got the chance to pick his brain a little bit, talk to DeGrom a little bit, and Leiter and all those. And just realizing what works for them might not work for me. But taking little bits and pieces and applying it to something that can work for me.
You talked about Evaldi. His splitter is obviously one of his better pitches that he throws. Talking to him specifically about the splitter, what did you take from him with that?
It was more of a visual cue that I needed to work on. Not trying to make it do anything, do too much. I'm just throwing it like your fastball. And so he had some good perspectives for me. To be able to throw that pitch and get it more consistent, and so far it's paid off. So
is there anything in the back of your mind that is kind of lighting up about talking to Evaldi and talking to Jacob deGrom, given the success that they've had, or do you try to keep it within yourself?
It's kind of mind-blowing. Small town kid from North Carolina, and then I grew up watching deGrom and Evaldi pitch in postseason games, and then being able to get to talk to them personal and just kind of be on a first name basis, I guess, with them is a great opportunity for me, and I mean, it's something that I'll remember forever.
Joined by Dalton Pence. You mentioned you went to North Carolina, had an injury in summer ball right before that, had to have Tommy John. What was that process like emotionally for you?
I mean, it was tough. Going into freshman year in North Carolina, every freshman wants to contribute, and not being able to do that was kind of tough. But you know, they were real helpful with still making me feel like I was a part of the team, even though I was redshirting and couldn't participate in scrimmages or anything like that. But it was a real special group of guys there in 22 when I was hurt. But I feel like that kind of built the culture for us in 23 and 24 when we made our Omaha run.
You had a huge game that you pitched in the Super Regional against West Virginia. What was that experience like, and then getting to go to Omaha?
It was unbelievable. Like I said earlier, I'd always wanted to go to North Carolina, and then being able to catch the last out to go to Omaha was pretty special to me, and it just kind of showed the hard work that we had done those 3 years. And then also, as you had mentioned, coming back from that injury my freshman year and not being able to contribute, and then to being able to finally contribute that junior year was awesome.
For someone who hasn't experienced the College World Series, how would you encapsulate the whole experience?
It's like, I want to say it's baseball heaven. It's a small town in the middle of nowhere that just everybody loves baseball. It's not just they're pulling for one team. There's just baseball fans out there, and it's awesome.
Now, coming into professional baseball, do you remember your welcome to pro ball moment?
I would say spring training last year, my first year in 25. First live ABs I'd thrown in the Rangers organization, and I get up on the mound, I look in, and I got Adolis Garcia in the box. And then followed up by Josh Smith, and I was just like, man, like this is the welcome to pro ball moment, I guess. But no, it was awesome.
How'd you do?
I had Adolis to ground out the second, and then I walked Josh Smith, but I gave him a little bit of a battle.
Do you feel like moments like that can kind of not only make you grow up, but you learn a lot from facing those kind of guys?
Yeah, absolutely. It makes you feel like you're closer than you think you are. I guess I put that the right way, but like being in low A, high A, double A, like it might feel like you're further away from those guys than you actually are. but just being able to compete against those guys was an awesome opportunity.
We'll get you out on this. It's a successful year for Dalton Pence if you do this. What do you want to accomplish?
I just stay healthy and help this team win. No matter where they put me, I'll just try to cover my innings and get outs.
All right, Dalton, thanks so much for joining us and happy to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back.